I really hate it when I'm trying to pray and worries sneak in. Before I know it, I'm worrying rather than worrying. I'd rather be a warrior than a worrier. And I want you to be a warrior too. We need each other. We need warring sisters fighting the good fight with us. Thankfully, we aren't alone, and that's the first truth that we must recognize. Loneliness feeds worry. During this time of quarantine, many are isolated. We are working from home, we can't gather at church, and we aren't supposed to be out shopping. However, I did go to Walmart today. If your health is compromised or you're older, you really can't be around people. Loneliness magnifies our anxious thoughts. I know, as a stay-at-home mom, alone all day long, I learned I had to take those lonely thoughts captive. I did that through studying the Bible and worship. When worries threatened my peace, worship became vital in my life. It's easy to worship when life is full and joy abounds, but it is paramount for me to worship when I'm working through lonely days, questioning days, worrying days. Scripture helps me worship. It becomes my battle cry, so does my Christian radio station. But Scripture, especially the Psalms, helps me worship God in prayer. I use the Psalms to help me silence worry. I love these words written by David. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Can you imagine David camping out under the stars and journaling these words? What great love he had for God. Despite all the strife he'd experienced in his life, the worship penned by David is what is now Psalm 103, and it's beautiful. I love our translation, but the words David penned in his native tongue, Hebrew, have rich meaning. He redeems your life from the pit. The word pit in the Hebrew is sabat, and crowns in Hebrew is atar, you with love, in the Hebrew is chesed, and compassion in the Hebrew is rakam. Sabat equals trap or grave. Atar means encircle for protection. Chesed is covenantal kindness, mercy, acts of loving kindness. Rakam is a womb in place of tender mercy and compassion. So let's rephrase, incorporating the different meanings of these ancient words. Who redeems your life from the grave and encircles you with kindness and mercy, protecting you as a baby in her mother's womb, a place of tender compassion. Let's read it again. Who redeems your life from the grave and encircles you with kindness and mercy, protecting you as a baby in her mother's womb, a place of tender compassion. Oh, that's our God, our caring Father of mercy, kindness, and love. It makes me want to pray. Grab my hand. Praise you, Father God. We won't waste away one day in the grave of worry. We are redeemed. We are loved. Thank you for encircling us with your kindness. We can't earn your mercy and compassion. You simply give them to us, just as a mother cares for her unborn child in her womb, a child she simply loves because the child is hers. In the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, we pray. Amen. This week, the Bible reading is filled with verses to help us be warriors rather than worriers. Philippians 4:6-7 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The prompt is, before you go to God with your worries today, write Him a thank you note for all that He has done and mail it to yourself. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." The prompt is, the world always expects something in return, but Jesus simply wants us to receive the peace He offers us. Does that help you trust Him and receive His peace? Psalm 55:22, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." The righteous, this is our prompt, the righteous, those right with God, trust Him. They don't doubt His goodness or love. Write down your worries in a form of a prayer in your journal. Close it. Sit on the table. Now you cast your cares on Him. He's got them. Psalm 37:25, "I was young, and now I'm old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging for bread." The prompt, write down in your journal all the times God has come through for you. Do a word study on Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, and incorporate this name of God when you pray your prayer. He is faithful. Psalm 20:7, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." What do you need to relinquish control of? Write down this prayer. "Jesus, help me trust you. Show me why I can't trust you." Then wait on His response. It may come a few days later, but He will show you. And when the answer comes, there will be no condemnation, only freedom. 1 Peter 5:6-8. "Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." I once heard a sermon about the toothless, roaring lion. He's all talk. Yet prayer and humility are monumental in fighting his lies. Like the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, we must pray not to fall into temptation. I like to get on my knees when I pray. It's a humbling place to be. Jesus loves you. Sing it. Psalm 23:4, our last verse, says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The prompt is, are you going through a dark valley? Ask the Lord to help you feel His presence. Get up early one morning and go see a sunrise. There are many ways you can use this reading plan. You can take a screenshot or print the post, or you can click here and get a free printable. I also hope you can join us on Facebook for the weekly broadcast of the Butter Bread on Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can watch later on my YouTube channel, Andy Lee Bible. We dig deep into the verses, look at context and related scripture, and we come away from the time of fellowship encouraged and filled up for the days ahead. It's a new week, a new season, and time to transform from warriors to warriors. Don't let the enemy steal your peace anymore. God is for you. Amen.